going to the recommendation on tablets and option for you, because that's the everything. And yes. Another relation.
I just spoke to your suggestion that you spread it up. I think it's better to learn more than bundle into the civil ones rather than more.
The second one, addressing the regional rate within the development in order to build capacity challenges. Reduction of the 922 vacancies which were recorded by the end of 2018 and reporting to the National Assembly of the place time frame from the beginning of the funding. Vacancy pools and strategies put in place. As well as the high standard head open.
Chair, this is, if it's going to cause a debate, I don't feel that strongly about it, but I think one of the things that also came up really through the documents is the vacancy rate needs to be reduced, also ensure that the intended reduction of consultation costs that they also referred to is also met. If your vacancy rate remains that big, the intention to bring down consultancy costs will also be a problem. So my suggestion would be that we're just putting the end in place to address the high stop, turn over and prevent an escalation consultation.
Okay.
I would like for us to fit in one or two qualifying words. I'll say reduction of the 922 vacancies, prioritizing strategic posts. Because if amongst those 922 commissioners, some of them are probably just operational. But we don't want the department, you know, come, annual report to say we couldn't do ABC because we're lacking metrical posts. That's what we should prioritize, so that when we do our oversight from them, you know, where then we can say, if you do that, we gave you the leeway. Also, I would suggest that perhaps we indicate some preferred timelines, I think perhaps within 6 months from now, because we know that posts have got to be advertised, interviews, people for the tailor and commissions and what have you. Just those two qualifications then.
The proposal accepted. Yeah, I think it was that all our recommendations need to have time and they will not be open-ended so that we can be able to check whether they're being implemented or not. Another one at this. Can we move to the next recommendation on National Geospatial Management Service, submitting a report about the target municipalities that the department has sent to ask to develop land use scheme within 3 months for adoption of the officers. Within 3 months of adoption of this report, this will enable the National Assembly to conduct oversight and check proper resolution to check itself for this program. Do we
Chair, there's also in the analysis that we had, there was reference made to a forensic upcoming forensic investigation. The geospatial cadastral service data explained some of the funding that took place. So I just think it's a kind of thing you shouldn't miss as well. So I would suggest that we give a recommendation that the report be provided to the committee as to the progress of that forensic investigation.
Proposal. Attention. Transportation Management Service.
That is a good answer.
Three months. Included the international fuel special management service. Can we then move to the solution?
Still on that. Before I make a recommendation, do we know if the department normally enters into some kind of MOU or something with another sphere of government for effective implementation of their programs? Because if they don't, I would recommend they do that, because this is just a question of someone from the department just going to a given municipality and say, this is how we intend supporting you in terms of your staffing requirements and technical support. It's a personal thing. Whereas if they enter into an MOU with an institution like a given municipality, so we're going to give you the support and these are services that we expect you to be able to do, then I would recommend that we would just create that instrument to regulate their relationship. Yes.
I think for now we can see them develop those instruments, finding the institution whereby they have the memorandum of understanding with other institutions.
Yeah.
But we can take the matter further by saying that maybe if they can provide us with a report that will identify all the MOUs that they have, where we need to punish also the institutional members of those memorandum of understanding. I think that is enough.
I'm happy.
It must not be specific in this matter, because all the departments have got their own intra-major relations. So they know Chapter 3 of the Constitution. Thank you.
Thank you. No, the issue of the MOU is not a recommendation. But you are saying that I think we'll get more information, detailed information when we submit annual report. So if we need extra additional information on top of that, then we'll just submit that. That's not a recommendation. Restitution. Providing mechanisms to ensure that funding for institutions are not getting treated to other problems and also address the shortfalls in budget for the opening of the arrangement as well as the finalization of the existing debt. Honourable Walters?
Yes, I support this specific one. I just also never mentioned that there's a reference was made in the report of clients from one program to the other one. It seems like I didn't see crossing through the recommendation, but I didn't see it then. But I think it's a very important financial management issue. I would suggest maybe a separate recommendation to submit a report on how this property in the future will prevent buying the stake in place to 28% net that the treasury does design.
I think on that one is not the matter of the plan, the matter of compliance. Yeah, if we can just develop a recommendation on financial performance, that's why they put the right to do the environmental, they must ensure that they comply with PMA and social recognition. Because if we say they must submit a plan, it means that we're promoting this, shifting funds from one program to another, which indicates poor
place, but if they do it within the process of the policies, I think that is the right thing that they're supposed to do. Thank you, sir. My preference would be the, instead of saying providing mechanisms to resolve, I would say avoid. I prefer a stronger language, because this is a mega program and the constitution. 5.4. Yeah. So that they get a sense that this is something that we definitely come out strong to say avoid it, you know. And so that if they need to move funds around, they know that they should not easily think of moving funds from this particular, you know, budget line. Thank you.
So I think the systems, I think they get Jewish, when it comes to them, are appointed. But what we, what is happening here, that the relationship program, we think that the committee is the one that must be, must have funds,
for
us to be able to deal with the outstanding team, and also to deal with the new team that will be lost. And I will also
Chair, yes, I think it's a similar route that the problem took, but it's a different problem that we're addressing. One is the lack of funds for institution, the other one is about compliance. And I also support your wording that maybe one should say, well, it's really about compliance with the regulations. And I think we must just put in a short and sweet recommendation in that regard.
What are the terms of the issue of payment that the children and father are unavoidable, that's why they are provided for within the FFB and the general regulation, that if there is going to be a crisis in the country, like serious rainfalls, where major part of the roads are washed away, that means in rural areas, and obviously we have to suspend that project so that we can deal with the crisis. So I don't think we should constrain the department through the proposal. It only needs to be right to do that. I think the question whether they exceed that or not, it depends on what we do as a committee, our oversight. So we said earlier in our first meeting, so let's forget that in our meeting with the department, internal auditors will be here at risk management. So that internal audit will tell us if they're going to exceed the 8% and we can nip it in the bud. But I think, in order that there should always be funds made available for restitution.
And I think we agree on the proposal that they are looking at providing a report to the National Assembly of the Department and engagement with the National Treasury about additional allocation for distribution, especially the opening of the engagement of lending. Do we agree?
Yes.
I think after the expression, it's not for only the reopening of the national debt, and also the outstanding. Because the beginning was too challenging. There are outstanding ones that were lost before the 31st of December 1998, and the new ones that it started to lose. Do we agree on the second recommendation? Then the second one, developing additional land claims register as a method of issue to assist the commission to prioritize existing land claims lost by the end of 1998. The minister should support the national assets of our children regarding the land claims register.
What sort of time lag do we think we should request the minister to observe on this 5.5 and 5.6? Because I think we need to put them here. What would be a reasonable timeline? I'm not going to get to call it for consideration.
Chairman, I found that the department has an electronic system that they are using to capture the cells and to keep matters much easier than 6 minutes for when the cells will get lost. So, because the system is in place, I think that you have 3 months.
Thanks, good morning. I think in terms of the new claim, it will be easy because it's electronic, so as they enter data, the system updates. But for privatization, you actually need to do the old claim. Unfortunately, the data is not something that they want to longer concept of the project. So to say that within 3 months, it may be that within 3 months they are taking up the but the initiation is that's why we were talking about some kind of a report and plan with like time frame which the committee can work with.
Thank you. 3 months from now for the plan.
Yeah. Well, this should be
not from now. It's 21 days to put it in that process. After, so we come from there. It will be a 3 months
program. Okay, 3 months after the adoption of the report. You agree?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. The next one, 5.7, assessing the assessment of the recapitalization and development program funds those whose 5 year final study will be ending at the end of the financial year in order to assess if the program will contribute towards creating vision of sustainable commercial power. The report should be provided to the National Assembly within 2 months after the adoption of the report by the House. In other words, the assessment of the impact that this recap has made, whether we making it or making it, the way for making it, what are the plans that we are putting into to make sure that we achieve its intended objective. Then the second one is 5.8, submitted report about the strategic plan situation to performance and output and indicators relating to tenor reform component of the land reform in a month after the adoption of this report from the National Assembly. Do we agree? But here, I didn't think I don't think that reform because all these programs, I think they have to just, you know, give us detailed information because the information of where we're going through this, to do this, at what cost, you know, and also when, so that they can be able to check. Then,
I think someone is itching to talk.
The reason why we put only 10 years from here, as we listen to the discussion and review of the government, we do not find any output or any indicator of what the department will be doing around the URA issues around the farmers, the fund that goes to the land rights management facility, but there's no way it is or in the plan, which the way that the committee can track performance in that kind of area. You don't hear anything about strategy to deal with addiction. So that's why we thought we should put it here as a separate thing. Whereas the other, they may not be clear indicators, but they are already there.
I think we agree on the proposal and the recommendation. Can we move to the next one, rural development? Enhancing the monitoring of performance of narrative curriculum and development mechanism for the treatment of narrative studies. Do you agree? Another word?
The very little proposal of, I think there's an element of what is in the monitoring of the performance of the narrative program. I think there's an issue of the quality of the training provided as well, which I'm not sure is captured there. I wonder whether one shouldn't say, I think the monitoring of the performance of the narrative program, the sort of skills being developed, or the quality of skills being developed, and mechanism for the placement of narrative graduates. It's just that aspect of it as well. It's one thing to say we train people, but what's the quality, what's the function is that the way of the graduates going through the program. I think that's one of the objectives of it.
Yeah, because I think here the issue was that young people that have been trained, but the department can't tell you where are they now, you know? So they have to develop that after training, what is it they can be able to, so they can be able to live. And that the one who has been done in with the Department of Public Works, maintaining the parks, or with the Department of Health, because you can't just train people and need them to, you know, in the fighting, but assist those people, you know, to get jobs or to be self-employed. So at the end of the day, you have a data. Or if everyone can help them, was one of the other groups, then be able to indicate that traveling is in with the Department of traveling is not fully employed in the Department of Health. Because they train the 5,000 that they said they will train me financially. But it is a mechanism that has been put in place, you know, to make sure that, you know, they are being located in various departments so that they can be able to use the skills that have been provided for. Because they are trained in different, you know, skills.
I'm convinced you go to a different point. And I'm taking this in a different direction, and I think it takes away the intention of this recommendation. Can I just suggest a separate recommendation, maybe a presentation? I think it's particularly urgent, so I could maybe say in 6 months of the adoption of this report, what is the quality and the qualification of the NARICEC program, some type of a presentation to the committee. I think that we just know what are people getting out of it, not just what you see in the report.
Hello,
can't you manage it separately? Of course, the city office, the crazy department, they call them.
Yeah, I think another thing is that we must not forget that there are still reports quarterly. If we give those quarterly reports, it is the additional information that one can send us across the department to give us the additional information. I think it was raised also in our meeting that there are lots of areas where we need additional information so that they share with us the requirement, you know, what is it that they require when those people are applying to be part of the NARICEC, you know, how long does the training take place, they need to look at that additional information so that we are well informed what is this NARICEC all about.
And the second reason is the orientation of members. And there are lots of problems. We need to go into this analysis again and beg and see what is in this thing and what is in for us as politicians in this program. And many other programs, including the amendment of the legislation on the creation of more time to be taken through documents and programs. So if you don't ask your question, then embarrassing question.
Remember, the thing also for when we develop our program, we have to have maybe in the last one day for internal, you know, so that we need to know what we take in the sport, we go detail in each and every program, we empower ourselves. I think we're going to assist us.
It's most likely.
Then the other one,
because we've got financial support from Parliament if there are short courses, you know.
on rural development, land issues and that kind of thing, that should be our advantage. Improving the coordination and planning. Improving the coordination of planning and government intervention of the CRDP initiative to avoid the creation of services and implementing rural development interventions.
Thanks, Jay. Supported out. I just think the one thing I'm missing is actually something that should be fairly obvious, point of mind for all of us, Robert, that alignment to ADB. I think that good coordination of planning government interventions on this CRP initiatives to avoid duplication of services and increment in rural development interventions and ensure alignment to the national development plan.
I only wanted to add to say that this in this particular area, we have concrete MOUs with all other departments, what to do.
I think the issue of the MOU, because you know that rural development is not the responsibility of the rural or the department only, but other departments that are taken on board. For them to be able to work together, I think they have to develop this memorandum of understanding.
My experience on effectiveness of this instrument called MOU is that it's very, very loose and it's an instrument that should drive effective coordination of implementation of programs. And it will. Other institutions sometimes just look at it and they don't really commit it. How about a memorandum of agreement rather than just an MOU? I mean, I know that at municipal level, you even have to get government departments to cooperate when you're using the this legislation where it's intergovernmental relations. You know, regional manager of the national government departments, when they're invited by district municipalities, they look at the district municipalities as very, very junior institutions, and they send a very, very junior person because they don't think they are committed. I would rather we experiment, so to speak, with a memorandum of agreement with specific, targets as to what is expected of each institution. This is just based on my own experience from experience to that kind of statement regulating relations. Thanks. We reserve that for you. Thank you.
reviewing this in Guinea, yeah, transport habits. Because now they have bought a lifetime for the Jefferson and Edward.
The change is just, I think what you just suggested is actually a separate recommendation. And I don't think you should put it in as something that definitely can support it. I suggest what I missed here is that maybe just a timeline and action step report by a certain, after 6 months or 3 months, whatever it should be. And the other thing is also, I think it's assisting the ICB to address the dysfunction in the core business of the ICB. I think there's also just trying to find the right spot, and I think there should also be measurements developed. Because one of the things we saw in the report is we actually don't have good measurements of the Ingonyama cluster. They're telling us this is what we're doing, we want to see the impact of them. We don't actually have good measurements to, take 5 things you can actually see whether they're doing their job. That's one of the things I missed in the report is we. The other is that we can't actually have a sense of whether they're making a difference or not. The closest that came was with those research that were very
easy. I think the first one I wanted to say is that we need to give them the 6 months to just submit, the realistic, they must have them to develop the realistic specific plan. Of what is it that they need to do, if community project, where, or who will want to benefit at what cost, so that it can to all of us what is instead of money, these figures, they are putting figures, I want to do this 15,000 for Katlari. For grass cutting, where? The hospitals or whatever. So within 6 months, I think they have to submit a smart plan. We should assist us in the COVID. So what is that they want to do, where, at what cost? The breakdown of this huge figure there at the back of their equipment, so that we know everyone give us this amount for what and when are they going to do that.
Thank you, sir. I agree with you, but got a little bit of concern about the very liberal amount of time that it is in them. I don't try to understand why they should give them more than 3 months to draw up the plan. It's not their first year for Paraiso. They know what they're doing, and they already now, on what they have done and spent their money on, the grant from government, we need a comprehensive socio-economic report on what impact it has had. You had the judge yesterday admitting that indeed they do not have such a report. And so taken what I came here to recommend was that you should submit a socio-economic report on what they have been doing in the previous year within 3 months, and simultaneously submit their plans of how they are going to spend the money with DT, so that this financial year is not spent with them, because already we are we are a few months to the end of the financial year. My take is that now they are going to be given money which they are expected to spend by the 31st of March funding. How much value are we going to get as government out of that? Let's give them 3 months. I submit so in a sense put them on the press, not in a bad sense, I'm not saying it's in a bad trade, but just so that they understand that this is urgent that they give us those plans, plus this social economy care, report on what they've been doing in the previous year or so.
I think
when
they're planning the proposal that gives them 3 months to submit a but time for the annual report. Yeah, by the end of the festival, we'll be getting the annual report. And that is when they will be giving us the details. What is it that they've been doing in the previous financial year, so that they'll be able to make an assessment based on the report that you will be providing to the
We need to have any engagement with the ICB.
Yeah.
Go on, man. I'm not going to tell you, but you know, my name is Paul.